Last weekend here in Washington, the Brookings Institution's Saban Center held a forum on U.S.-Israel relations. The Saban Center is named after Chaim Saban. He's a billionaire Israeli-American media mogul and a big-time contributor to the Democratic Party. Anyway, at that forum, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was honored. And before she spoke, Saban arranged for an 8-minute video tribute to the outgoing secretary. In the audience was David Remnick, editor of The New Yorker.
And it was incredibly over-the-top complimentary, almost to the point where at the end of the film, you almost expected Hillary to come on and say, I'm Hillary Clinton and I approve this message.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the State Department. How are you? Come on in.
This is a video full of, like, the who's who of Middle East politics and even some others, Henry Kissinger, Tony Blair.
What makes Hillary Hillary is strength, toughness, very strong streak of principle.
This is, of course, over images of Hillary around the world, Hillary hugging Aung San Suu Kyi and in a hijab. And
she arrives someplace, everybody pays attention.
And doing good works. And look, let's not be, you know, crazily mocking about this. We're being, you know, very politically knowing. But at the same time, by many accounts, this was a passage in her career as Secretary of State that earned her extremely high poll ratings, not just among the international political elites.
I've just had the opportunity to work with her to achieve the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
I have indeed been exposed to the Hillary laugh.
But Tony Blair's line was basically the line that everybody was thinking while watching this movie, and he said, I still think with Hillary,
the best is yet to come.
Yeah! Anyway, this video, it left David Remnick convinced of one thing. Hillary Clinton is running for president.
Look, I couldn't help thinking, knowing what I know about politics, that it's absurd to predict presidential politics 4 years in advance, 2.5 seconds after the election. But you couldn't help thinking that there was this kind of almost international, or at least at a minimum Israeli-American establishment endorsement of her or encouragement for her to run for president. And the combination of the film, the way she gave her speech, which was extremely uncritical of the Israelis, even at a moment when the Israeli-American relationship is, I would say, very troubled, gave one the indication that she is being hyper-careful and looking forward to a career that's still got politics in it. And where is there left for her to go other than a presidential race?
I wonder if many of those people or all the people interviewed were thinking ahead to 2016 and thinking, we better say nice things about her now because maybe she'll remember us.
I think there's not a single person that appeared on that film that hasn't read Machiavelli.
Bibi Netanyahu at the end.
Included. Very much included.
The Israeli prime minister at the end says, I don't think we've heard the last of Hillary Clinton.
That was the message from everybody, in a sense. That was the subtext from everybody.
Do you think she will simply recycle this ad as her first political ad in 2016? Just ask for permission.
I'm not sure how many votes in Iowa you get from the endorsement from Salam Fayyad or from Bibi Netanyahu.
Who knows?
Well, it's a very small neighborhood in Iowa.
David Remnick is the editor of The New Yorker. He spoke to us from our bureau in New York. David, thanks.
My pleasure.